This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The Black Friday and July event from Dell Technologies is here with great offers on trusted technology. You'll also discover huge deals on new AI-ready laptops like the Dell 14 Plus, featuring Intel Core Ultra processors starting at $699.99. Save on top accessories, plus enjoy fast, free shipping and other benefits. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Try some more.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Goes deep to the end zone.
Got it.
And it's intercepted by Jalen Ramsey.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Jalen Ramsey is now going to be a Pittsburgh Steelers trying to win right now. Why not? Aaron Rodgers is not getting any younger.
Today's guests, Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist Omar Kelly, Jaguars Chief Strategy Officer and AEW CEO Tony Khan, author Jim Murphy. And now, it's Rich
Eisen. Well, that's
Eisen.
Right. I can confirm it. Welcome to the edition of the Rich Eisen Show here on the first day of July. The NBA new league year is going off the rails as we come on the air here on the Roku Sports Channel, Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 375, the Odyssey app. We say hello to anybody who listens to us whenever they want on our podcast, all 3 hours. We've got four guests today. Coming up in 20 minutes, we were planning for this yesterday, wondering, you know, just how much fireworks the new league year and the NBA would provide. That we were going to cover the big news of Monday, the trade between the Steelers and the Dolphins involving two perennial Pro Bowl and All-Pro players in Jalen Ramsey and Minkah Fitzpatrick. And lo and behold, that even got even crazier in the last hour when Darren Waller decided to come out of retirement and the Dolphins flipped a sixth-round pick to the New York Giants, who are just sitting around going, "Oh, listen, I'll take that sixth-round pick out of nowhere."
Sure.
I mean, exactly. So, you know, it's kind of like you've been retired, and then all of a sudden you get a $1.1 million check annually on July 1st. It's Bobby Bonilla Day. It's now Darren Waller Day for the New York Giants. Congratulations! You woke up today. You now get a sixth-round choice from the Miami Dolphins. So we'll talk about this trade with Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and Omar Kelly of the Miami Dolphins in one segment. You know, and we'll just hit that, and that's coming up in this first hour. In the second hour, the seat occupied by Josh Hines-Allen of the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday will be occupied by the CEO, general manager, and head of creative of AEW, who also happens to be in the front office of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tony Khan is going to stop by here. It's kind of an annual tradition. And last time he stopped by here, he dropped off his autographed neck brace that still is on the Rich Eisen show bust that's next to Chris Brockman. So Tony's going to be joining us in hour number two. And then in hour number three, while we're covering a day-old NFL story, we might as well cover a seven-month-old NFL story. Remember this book, Inner Excellence, by Jim Murphy, that A.J. Brown was seen holding on the sideline?
That's right.
On the bench in Philadelphia? Jim's going to stop by in studio.
Great.
So that's our show today. 844-204-RICH number down. Good to see you, Christopher.
Hey,
how are you?
Good to see you,
Good to see you, Jay Felley. Good to see you, Jason Feller. We're going to see that Los Angeles Dodgers hat very shortly on this program. That's called a tease.
All right.
Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson, celebrating the Bobby Bowe Day with your Mets hat on. Did they win last night?
Listen, that's not about last night. It's about today.
Okay,
and it's about Bobby Bonilla Day.
Congrats.
And,
I think they were off yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. So they did win. Yeah.
So we didn't lose, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. We start this show with, what was it, about a week and a half ago?
About a week ago.
A week and a half ago, 9 days ago, Game 7 of the NBA Finals, up in the air. The Indiana Pacers in Oklahoma City. Who knew was going to win? As a matter of fact, at the end of the first quarter, looked like the Pacers were showing up like we'd seen them all playoffs long. Stout, tough, resilient. Tyrese Halliburton making threes. Then his Achilles gave way. Then the Pacers gave way. Then the Oklahoma City Thunder took over. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wrapped up one of the great individual seasons in NBA history.
Hard G, soft G.
That's right. With the trifecta of scoring leader, NBA regular season MVP, finals MVP. Very rare list. We spent the following day talking about how SGA had done things that we'd never seen before, or we'd seen before from people like Jordan and Kareem and so on and so forth. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder have rewarded SGA with the richest contract in NBA history. The super maximum contract. 4 years, $285 million through 2030-31. And his annual salary is something that, you know, would make Messi blush at, right?
Ballin'!
He's basically being paid like a superstar footballer out there in the, if you will, soccer world. $63.5 million when the extension starts kicking in 27-28. That goes up to $68 million the following year. He's going to be in 2030-31. A $78.7 million a year athlete. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, in the same way that throughout his ascension this year, it's like, is he for real? Is this for real? Is he really a superstar player? Oh, yeah, he's a superstar player. Oh, yeah, he actually did it. And even after doing it, a lot of folks are wondering, is he really all that? It really is amazing how we're wondering that. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder have now wrapped him up through 2031, and they're going to pay him remarkable amounts of money. And keep building around him. By the way, great plan. Great plan. And he's happy. Everyone in Oklahoma City is going to be happy. And they have a million draft choices. And so that happened today. And just when you thought that was going to be the biggest story of the day, the Pacers got involved. Now, we saw it with Jason Tatum's Achilles giving away. And the luxury tax of the second apron staring the Celtics in the face. And the thought that if we could run it all back with everybody healthy, maybe, just maybe, we'll pay an absurd amount of luxury tax money. But Jason Tatum's out. And so now is Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. Right? We even heard the owner, Josh Kroenke of the Denver Nuggets, say, we're all just one bad injury away from trading away our best player. When he mentioned 15, right? Everyone in Denver's like, what?
Why don't you just bring that up out of nowhere?
As they traded Michael Porter for Cam Johnson today.
Yeah, that's a little shocking.
A Nets-Nuggets trade. But the reason why I bring this up is you're only one injury away from doing something that you don't really consider, which is in the case of the Pacers, who, according to Ramona Shelburne, have not paid a luxury tax in 20 years. 2005 was the last time they paid a luxury tax. Decided with Tyrese Halliburton now out for next year, do we go ahead and go into the luxury tax for Miles Turner? And the answer turned out to be no.
Not going to happen.
And that is where, wait for it, the Milwaukee Bucks come into play, because amidst all of this, Brook Lopez winds up signing with the Los Angeles Clippers, which makes Lakers fans a little bit head-scratching because Lopez was one of the players some Lakers fans were thinking, we need a center, you know, maybe he could be one, albeit he's a three-point shooting center. They need a rim protector and a shot blocker, which Lopez can be. Instead, he's going to be into a dome with Zubac and Kawhi and Harden. That led Giannis to post a photograph of him, I guess, from his celebration. Of Brook Lopez from his celebration.
Yeah, the championship.
Of winning the championship. He's got the goggles on and, you know, there's the plastic over the locker room. Lockers. I don't know what's going on right now, man. Mood 100%. Giannis was not pleased about Brook Lopez disappearing. Well, the Bucks apparently had a plan. Because if you want a rim protector and a shot blocker and a three-point shooter in your center, how does Miles Turner sound? And Miles Turner agrees to a four-year, $107 million deal with the Bucks, a player option for year four, and then the ultimate, which is a 15% trade kicker. So they gave Miles Turner all that. And the third big-time player in these playoffs who blew out his Achilles, in Damian Lillard, he's not there next year. So the Bucks are clearly going over some sort of a threshold here, right? Because you got Dame, you got Miles, you got Giannis. Well, here's the ultimate kicker to the story.
They signed Portis, too.
Right, they signed Portis, too, right? Here's the ultimate kicker to the story. Lillard's cut. Oof. Now, listen, God bless all these capologists and front office experts in the NBA. Is there anything more confusing than the NBA collective bargaining salary cap
there's not.
Structure?
As people who struggle with math.
There's something where you can stretch somebody's contract out when you cut them. And so they're stretching Damian Lillard's contract for 5 years, and the $113 million they're paying him or that he's owed, they're going to stretch it out over the next half decade to send him packing now. $22 million a year. Forget about Bobby Bowe getting 1.1 forever annually. He's going to get $22 million Milwaukee Bucks dollars sent to him. And, I mean, I guess, like, that's an unkind cut, to say the least. It's just, hey, Dame, we wanted you. You were waiting forever to see if the Blazers can make a championship team for you. You and your family married to that community and they to you. And after all the soul searching, he finally demands and gets the exit visa to Milwaukee, where in year two, full year one, his Achilles pops in the middle of a playoff game, and they're like, yeah, we've got to move on. Mm. But, I mean, for Giannis, it's just like, you get Miles Turner now. And how is Giannis taking that? Well, according to Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports, not well. He's being told Giannis is not pleased with the team decision to waive Damian Lillard.
Here we go.
So now, you know, does this mean anything? Or is Giannis just unhappy with it? He's unhappy because he knows Damian Lillard was there for him, and he might have been his handpicked choice to come to keep him happy in Milwaukee. Or it's just another moment where Giannis isn't terribly happy with the current situation in Milwaukee. He'll eventually cool down. At least that's what the Bucks are thinking. And realize Miles Turner ain't too shabby. Certainly if Dame wasn't going to be around next year, but maybe Giannis is looking for years down the road. And Lillard is just a great dude and teammate. And he's just not happy with the fact that he's now going to have to rehab this Achilles without a team. That does make him quite the attractive pickup, one would think, in 2026. But who thought like that would be the 9 days after the Pacers and Thunder concluded the 2024-2025 season that culminated with a championship for Oklahoma City, an SGA season for the ages, a Pacers team that shocked the world, but a lot of people talking about what's with all these Achilles injuries, and all of these Achilles injuries were front and center in the first biggest splashes of the NBA new league year. Celtics are like, yeah, we're going to go with a whole new starting five next year, waiting for Tatum to come back, and we'll try and win as many games as possible. Al Horford may be gone. The Warriors appear to be his next spot, which would be interesting. And those are the changes. The Pacers are like, yeah, Tyrese is out. Miles Turner, 4 years, $104 million, 15% trade kicker. Thanks for the 10 years, Miles. And the Bucks are like, we'll take Miles Turner, but the third guy with an Achilles popping. See you later. $22 million a year. Go rehab on your own. And thanks for the time. And can't make it up.
Crazy.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Have any thoughts on what's going on? DeAndre Ayton got bought out by the Blazers. He's a free agent. The Laker fans are like, can we sign him yesterday?
Yeah.
He could be, you know, dropped out of the heavens to hook up with Luka and LeBron. We'll talk about that. But let's take a break. When we come back, Jerry Dulac will tell us why the Steelers did what they did. And is there an issue with TJ Watt or not with the trade with the Miami Dolphins? And Omar Kelly has the Dolphins side of things from the Miami Herald. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Jerry Dulac receiving our call, top of July, when we come back right on the Rich Eisen Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
What if I told you you can take you and your family and your friends to the ballpark with such low price tickets, you can invest more in buying food and drinks, merchandise, and easily, on top of all of it, get a larger group to come with you? That's where Game Time Tickets comes in, the official ticketing partner of The Rich Eisen Show. Browse through that Game Time app and automatically you'll see features that become your favorites. Last minute tickets, zone deals. You see views from all seats in the venue. Lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection. And the best part about it is you see your entire total up front, so no surprise fees hit you at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem our code EISEN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
With a Venmo debit card, you can Venmo more than just your friends. You can use your balance in so many ways. You can Venmo everything. Need gas? You can Venmo this. How about snacks? You can Venmo that. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more.
You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, one last thing from Chris Haynes on the Damian Lillard cut. And this one is really mind-boggling. Did you see this during the commercial break?
I did not.
They didn't tell Dame. He learned about it on social media.
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
According to Chris Haynes.
That's dastardly right there.
I mean, how is that possible?
Jeez.
Yeah, I saw this during the commercial break. He's on NBA TV right now dropping that knowledge. I mean, how is that? How do you do that? And by the way, it's 2 years to the day that his trade me demand was made public.
Mm.
You know?
Wow. That's too bad, man. He's like such a likable player. So many, you know, big moments over the years. And to, just to see the last couple of years of his career kind of play out this way.
He didn't want to leave.
Right. It's such a bummer.
He didn't want to leave, but he did realize that it was getting so sparse there.
Yeah, they're in no position to contend for a championship.
They were in no position to contend, and they still aren't. Right now, 2 years later, they're still rearranging.
It's too bad.
Like the point where Jrue Holiday's sitting there going, you know, I'm a gold medal winner here. I'm a champion from last year. You know, my time's not long left either. But, you know, it's just, I would say be careful what you wish for, but he had to get out. You know what I mean? It's one of those, it's not one of those things where he's just up and decided I'm leaving just at the time where, you know, I'm needed most. He had every right to ask out. And if this is in fact, I mean, Chris Haynes is usually spot on, man. If they didn't even tell him that's the way it ended and he learned about it on his phone. No wonder Giannis is pissed. Ugh. Look who's stopping by. Big, huge trade in the NFL on Monday. I'm sure Jerry Dulac didn't expect one on July 30th, but neither did I. Steelers radio network host and longtime chronicler of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Jerry Dulac, back in the program. Good to see you, Jerry. How are you?
Rich, I'm good. I couldn't have been more surprised if I were Bobby Bonilla on July 1st, getting the payout. I will say this. What didn't surprise me, Rich, is that you know, they were willing to move on from Minkah Fitzpatrick. You know, I was told about a month ago that they weren't going to actively shop him, but if somebody came a knocking, they would listen and be willing to make a deal because for what they're paying him, his lack of splash plays was not commensurate with the dollar figure he's getting. Minkah Fitzpatrick's a good football player, but you go over the last 2 years, there's no scooping scores, there's no picks, there's no pick sixes. You know, there's no game-changing plays, and you're paying him a lot of money to do that, and he wasn't doing that. And so they were willing to make a deal for him if the right one came along. So I'm not surprised that they made that move. I'm not surprised that they went and got Jalen Ramsey because that's just, you know, Rich, there's a couple ways, there's a couple adjectives you can affix to this, and I don't know if it's urgency or desperation, but it's move after move with this team. And they've gotten away from their philosophy in free agency. Now, I realize this was a trade, but their philosophy in free agency was always get a guy heading into his second contract, whether he was 25 or 26, and hoping that his best years were ahead of him. All the moves they made the last couple years are for guys whose best years are probably behind them. And so that's a departure from what they have historically done, but it points up that they are willing to do what they have to do to try and win a playoff game. That's what this is all about. You know, they've made the playoffs for the last 5 years, but, you know, they've 0-5, Mike Tomlin, five straight one and dones. And they're trying to change that. And I give them credit for doing everything they can, obviously, to change that. You know, you have to be careful because a lot of these guys, you know, I love golf analogies. You know, if they're on the back nine of their career, to me, they're putting out on the 12th green. So it's different from what they've historically have done.
But that said, I mean, when you got a 41-year-old quarterback, right?
Right.
Like, this is it. The eggs are all in the 2025 basket. And so, you know, bringing in Ramsey would make sense, even with having Darius Slay and Joey Porter Jr. You're now strengthening that back end despite, you know, losing Fitzpatrick, but you pointed out the lack of splash plays. And now you're bringing in a tight end that Arthur Smith at least knows, right? Who isn't on the back nine. I mean, he just came off of the best year of his career in Jonnu Smith. So if you're wondering who the pass catchers are going to be at the wide receiver position, why not add a tight end of Smith's capability? Yes,
well,
Jerry? Is that,
what
the,
they
is
like
that the mindset?
You know, Rich, I mean, he'll be their third tight end. What he is he's Mycole Pruitt, but a better version. He's an upgrade over that. He's a guy who can play tight end. He's a guy who can line up at wide receiver, and he's a guy who can line up at fullback. And that's exactly what Arthur Smith wanted when he brought in one of his former players, Mycole Pruitt. And it's the same thing with Jonnu Smith. So, you know, I think the other thing in play here, when you look at Jonnu Smith perhaps lining up outside or in the slot, you're talking about a guy 6'3", 6'4", almost 250 pounds. You're bringing in Jalen Ramsey, another physical, tough hombre. And you look at what they did in the draft, where Mike Tomlin openly admitted they're interested in physicality. And that goes back to DK Metcalf. They are trying to become more of a physical football team. And everybody knows they're a physical football team. But after the way they got pushed around twice by the Baltimore Ravens, they don't want to get pushed around again. So physicality has been a big emphasis on this in this offseason. And Jalen Ramsey and even Jonnu Smith are factors in that. Now, Jonnu Smith isn't brought in to be a game changer. He's not that kind of player. He's going to be a complementary player. But Jalen Ramsey obviously has the ability to be that.
Jerry Dulac here on the Rich Eisen Show. The subtext to all this too, Jerry, the background noise that popped into the foreground in the aftermath of this trade on Monday is TJ Watt. And the fact that he is looking for a new contract, and Jalen Ramsey is brought on and given a $1.5 million raise to bring his salary to 26 and change this year, and Jonnu Smith's salary goes from $4 million to $12 million. Some were saying might not sit well with T.J. Watt, who's looking for his. What can you tell us about this situation, Jerry?
Well, Rich, what I can tell you is that these moves have, and I've been told, have nothing to do with any negotiations with T.J. Watt. The stalemate is going to be that T.J. Watt, wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the league, and the Steelers are looking at it that he's age 31. In order to accommodate any kind of large contract, it can't be a three-year deal. It has to be a five-year deal because you need to spread the money out in terms of the guarantee and the signing bonus over 5 years, not three. And now you're looking at T.J. Watt being age 36. Now, that doesn't mean, of course, as you get closer, they can change it up and move on from him if they choose to do that. But I'm bringing all this up because it's not a smart business decision for the Steelers, and they know it. And that's what they're weighing. They want to bring T.J. Watt back. They did see a decline in his performance last year, but they tend to pay guys for their past performance as much as what they feel they can still do. They believe they will sign T.J. Watt, but something's going to have to give because the Steelers know even if they sign him, it's probably not the smartest business decision. And let's face it, Rich, they're not the Jets or the Browns. They've had a history of making smart business decisions. I'm sure they will do it again. But that's kind of going to be the conundrum in these negotiations with T.J. Watt. But this last move with Jalen Ramsey has no bearing, I was told, on anything financially that will happen with T.J. Watt.
No, and that makes sense. It's just, again, Watt sitting there and saying, I deserve to be paid. And two guys who haven't played a down for the Steelers are brought on and given raises. And, you know, it's not like the Steelers don't want to give him a raise. They just don't want to give him the raise above Myles Garrett and look at that as a business decision. But that said, Jerry, I mean, again, all the eggs are in the 2025 basket. How do they play footsie with T.J. Watt? How is that possible?
That's what we're going to find out. And if T.J. Watt sticks to wanting to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the league, then they're going to have a problem. Look, Rich, the Steelers do have, the leverage. They can have him play out his final year, and they could put the franchise tag on him if they want to. The Steelers don't play hardball for the most part with their stars. Maybe some other players, but not with their stars. And so I don't think they're just going to all of a sudden relent to TJ Watt, but that's what we're going to find out. And that's where, that's why I said it's going to be a headbutt, and we're going to see who butts heads the hardest here. And is TJ Watt willing to acquiesce a little, or the Steelers going to sit there and go, oh, you know what? Okay, let's just pay him and we'll worry about the rest later. So, yeah, that's what we're going to find out. This isn't going to be as easy as the last contract for TJ, where he was in his prime. And I'm not saying he doesn't have good years left, but they saw a little bit of a decline last year. And again, at age 31, they want to be very careful how long, you know, how much and how long this contract is for. But they don't have much option other than a five-year deal with any kind of significant money. And to your earlier point, Rich, yeah, DK Metcalf, 5 years, $150 million, yeah, biggest contract they've ever handed. TJ Watt's going to sit there and go, whoa, 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 you're giving this guy that kind of money. I think you got to do something even above that for me.
Yeah. I mean, you can't blame him either, you know?
No,
I mean,
to not be at very all. Honest, I don't blame him
these
at
are
all.
Three guys that have yet to play a down for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And TJ Watt, I mean, you obviously just look at Acrisure. How many 90 jerseys are there? You know what I mean? And so what do you think? When is midnight strike? Every team has a different sense of when midnight strikes. What is it, do you think, for this deal, Jerry?
I think midnight strikes after August 23rd or whatever that Thursday is, the last preseason game against Carolina, and sometime between the 23rd or whatever that date is. I don't have the calendar in front of me, Rich, but in September 7th, the season opener. So sometime between there. As I said, the Steelers want to and believe they will sign TJ Watt. He's TJ Watt. Trading Minka is not going to cause a big furor among the fan base. There are probably people, well, I know there are, because I already hear them griping about maybe it's time to move on from TJ Watt. They're not willing to do that. So, you know, this is a different animal than Minka Fitzpatrick. You could see that one coming, at least so far as much as I was told. It's not on their radar to trade TJ Watt. So that's not going to happen. But we're going to find out, you know, where it stands. But I think it'll go through training camp personally, Rich, but before the regular season.
So if you say midnight strikes around August 23rd, when does midnight strike for the time Mike Tomlin will not take any more questions on TJ Watt, Jerry? When does that midnight strike?
Well, I think that was yesterday.
Okay. Thanks for the time, Jerry. You're the best, man. Thank you.
Rich, always good being with you, my friend.
Yeah, we'll chat around training camp, that's for sure. That's Jerry Dulac right here on the Rich Eisen Show with the Steelers side of things. All right. Now, from the Miami Dolphins side of things on this trade, from the Miami Herald, Omar Kelly's here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Omar?
I'm good, Rich. How you doing?
I'm good. Well, let's start with the most fresh piece of everything. My colleague Tom Pelissero reporting before we went on the air that the Dolphins are going to fill the void left by trading Jonnu Smith with Jalen Ramsey to the Steelers by trading for Darren Waller and bringing him out of retirement. And he's going to be the tight end in Miami. Your first blush thoughts on that, Omar?
It doesn't surprise me from this standpoint. Steve Ross is an owner who likes to swing for the fences. I just didn't know. I thought it was a possibility, especially with the connection to Drew Rosenhaus and Waller. I just didn't know if Waller was ready to get back to playing football again. And it looks like he is.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, and I guess that's the Giants' gain out of nowhere, is that he wants to come out of retirement and they could at least get something for him. And so he just plugs in where Jonnu Smith is. And we were all wondering where they're going to find a tight end at the top of July with training camp. But there he is, right?
You absolutely. Darren Waller's established himself as an elite player in this league. You know, most people would know about his substance abuse issue and how he's basically rebuilt his life. And, you know, he's got a great story. Yes, last year he stepped away from football because obviously he didn't find the love for it, went to be a rapper, and now I guess he's back. The rap career didn't take off.
He went back into his lane, I guess, right, Omar? You know,
hey, who knows? Who knows? You know, Shaq went platinum. You never can underestimate these guys.
I know. And who talks about Kazam right now these days, right, Omar? Nobody talks about it unless we bring it up to Shaq. But at any rate, so that's the news there. Let's, you know, obviously revisit the Jalen Ramsey portion of this. Can you explain why somebody of Jalen Ramsey's caliber got traded away by a Dolphins team that could clearly use him?
Well, Jalen Ramsey, if to best describe him, he's a mercenary. He's a gun for hire. The Dolphins traded for him 2 years ago to make a title run, but they just aren't in that position right now. They are a team that's clearly rebuilding and getting younger. And unfortunately, Jalen and Mike McDaniel or Jalen and the culture of the locker room wasn't a good fit. And the Dolphins feel like they have to change the culture of the team and of the locker room. And that meant that Jalen Ramsey had to go. Now, fortunately for them, they found somebody who was willing to not only trade for him, but take on his massive contract. Most people don't realize this, but the Dolphins are going to eat $18.5 million in cap space because of the contracts that and because of the trade and because of the contracts with Jalen Ramsey. So it's not like the Dolphins are taking this victory lap for moving Ramsey, but they're certainly happy that he's somewhere he wants to be and that they also got good value for him in Minka Fitzpatrick. But, you know, another component of that was the Jonnu Smith. They traded two Pro Bowlers for one Pro Bowler and a fifth round pick. And now we see what that second move is.
Well, yeah, I know the second move being Darren Waller. So I guess Dolphins fans might ask the question, Omar, is how does this make the Dolphins better? How does this make them better?
It makes them better from the standpoint Waller's probably a more accomplished player than Jonnu Smith, who did have a career year with the Miami Dolphins, set franchise records in every category. But he was also 30. Jonnu, really, the situation with Jonnu was the Dolphins were happy with him. He was just under contract for $4 million, and the Pittsburgh Steelers gave him 12. So he tripled his salary in one season by getting traded to Miami. So it's going to be interesting to see what they give up for Darren Waller and whether or not this is something that makes the offense better, because Tua did have a tremendous amount of chemistry with Jonnu Smith.
Okay, so let's talk Tua since we just landed on him. There is obviously this is all contingent on him, right? I mean, every move we just discussed, even on defense, we could talk about how Minka is going to bring a different maybe locker room vibe than Jalen Ramsey, and that might be an addition by subtraction right there just for Mike McDaniel and team chemistry and what have you. But, you know, I can speak from personal, viewing, as we all could. If Zach Wilson's in there, it's a different story, Omar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what is – I know Tua was talking about playing with a better sense of self-preservation. What does that look like, do you think, Omar?
We saw it at times in the 2023 season. He saw the pressure coming, and he just immediately went to the ground. This is a situation where Tua has to learn how to throw the ball away. Even in practice, that's just not something that he operates doing. He buys time, he waits, and then he throws it. At some point, you got to start learn how to throw that ball away. I think it's probably and stay in the pocket. Tua is well aware that this Dolphins team only goes as far as he can take them. And that requires him to stay healthy. Unfortunately, he's only done that for one of his five NFL seasons.
Yeah. And so, you know, Tyreek Hill is still there, even though it appeared at the end of last season when the season was over. He said something publicly that made it sound like he was going to demand a trade. Chris Greer had a talk about it publicly. It seems to be back in the bottle right now, but is that something that could bubble to the surface once regular season rubber hits the road?
Absolutely. I think if they're losing, you're going to see a disgruntled Tyreek Hill. People don't understand in that situation at the end of that Jets game, Tyreek was frustrated by his situation. This is the first time in his 9-year career that he never made it to the postseason. That just was not satisfactory. And then, as I said, for 2 minutes and 20 seconds, he said all the right things a captain should. He talked about, things that happened during the season and said all the right things. And then like that, a switch flip, and Tyreek became Tyreek and basically said, you know what, if this is not a situation I want to be part of. Now, that was speaking from emotion. As time progressed, Tyreek realized how well the Dolphins organization has treated him and his family throughout the years. He realized he just got a new contract and basically said, you know what, I'm really changing my tune in terms of wanting out. I'm going to give this one more try. But to me, I personally believe if they're not winning, you might see Tyreek Hill on the trade block by the trade deadline.
Man, that would be something else. I mean, but you take a look at this team, though, and in Mike McDaniel's image of wanting to be fast and quick and get a guy who, like Tua, can get the ball out quickly and accurately. You look at Hill, Waddle, Westbrook Ikhine, I thought was a terrific pickup from Tennessee right there. Achan, Jalen Wright. I mean, this is a quick team. And the question is when it all comes down to it, cold weather, what happens? I mean, it's the age-old question about the Miami Dolphins, right? But
it's speed and it's finesse, but it's not necessarily what they need. They need physicality. They need toughness. And that's part of what changing the culture of the team has really been about. When adversity hits, they generally buckle to it. And you have to be tough mentally. You have to be tough physically. And you have to play for one another and care about one another. During OTAs, Bradley, I've always heard the same thing about changing the culture around here. But Bradley Chubb was the first one to admit, hey, when we said it last year, we were probably lying. We didn't work that hard to be a team that's a collection of – we were just a bunch of individuals. And that comes to Jalen Ramsey, a mercenary. Everybody was out for themselves. Everybody focused on themselves. Now they have to focus on building a better team, a better unity. And leaders have to step up, and that includes Tua.
All right. And then you just mentioned Bradley Chubb in our couple minutes left with Omar Kelly and Miami Herald. You mentioned Chubb, obviously, certainly with Jalen Ramsey gone. I'm looking at the defensive depth chart right now, and the two starting corners for the Dolphins are listed as second-year player Storm Duck and Jason Marshall Jr., who they snagged in the fifth round in Green Bay's in the first round of the draft. That's who they have listed. But the point is like you got to get home at the quarterback to help that unit out for sure. What is the scoop with Chubb and Jalen Phillips?
They're both going to be ready for the season opener.
That's good.
Both worked in the offseason program. You got to add Chop Robinson to that equation as well.
Yep.
When you pair all three pass rushers with Zach Sealer, you basically have four players who have the potential to be double-digit sack guys. So they will certainly use the pressure that they can create to sort of help out the secondary.
Well, and I can personally attest as well, I'm a Michigan guy. That Kenneth Grant kid is one of the best Michigan's had in the middle of a defensive line. And I know Christian Wilkins is gone and some fans missed him. This guy is the real deal, Kenneth Grant.
Okay.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for him, Omar.
Now, was he eating off Mason Graham's play?
No. The two of them together. Just watch the Ohio State tape, Omar, because it's some of my favorite tape of all time, literally. Like, I'll just pop it in every now and then. He's great. You're going to love him. You're going
to
love him.
Thanks.
So that's the idea. Yeah. So thanks for the time, Omar. Really appreciate your two cents on the subject matter. Thank you, sir.
All right. Always a pleasure.
That's Omar Kelly of the Miami Herald here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right. So lots of takeaways from that. We'll kind of take a break, come back, and take something away. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial.
This message is brought to you by Abercrombie & Fitch. I've been ready for summer for a while, and now it's finally time for summer outfits. With a trip coming up, the A&F Vacation Shop has me covered. Abercrombie really knows how to do a lightweight outfit. Their tees, sweater polos, and linen blend shorts never miss. I wear Abercrombie denim year-round. Their shorts are no different and have the comfort I need for summer. Prep for your next trip with the A&F Vacation Shop. Get their newest arrivals in-store, online, and in the app.
This episode is brought to you by Polestar. There's only one true way to experience the all-electric luxury SUV Polestar 3, and that's to take a test drive. It can go from 0 to 60 in as little as 4.8 seconds with the dynamic handling of a sports car. But to truly understand how it commands the road, you need to be behind the wheel. Up to 350 miles of range, the 3D surround sound system by Bowers & Wilkins, it's all something you have to experience to believe. So book your test drive for Polestar 3 today at Polestar.com.
So I give you, these are my three favorite coaching cliches. I'd love to see a press conference where you nail all three of them within one press conference, if I give them to you. And see if you can pull it off. What do you think?
Can we double down? And what if I can pull it off in my next press conference in Indianapolis?
This is exactly what we're talking about. Yes, sir.
So, all right.
Ready for them? Here you go. This one, this is number one. I don't have a crystal ball, guys. Okay? Like, that's what you said. I don't have a crystal ball. It's easy. It's whenever somebody asks you to predict the future. Like, for instance, how aggressive are you going to be in free agency? Then you say what?
Well, you see? I mean, if I had... I don't have a crystal ball,
right?
But as aggressive as what's best for the organization.
Very good. That's a good one. Very good. Okay.
Let's start.
Here's another one. It's as simple. You're going to nail this. It is what it is. It is what it is, guys. It is what it is, ladies. It is what it is, folks. You know, like however you want to just throw it out there. It is what it is. That's another one.
Okay.
And then the third one is, I'm only talking about the guys that are here. That's it. I'm only talking about the guesser.
Well, so. I'm gonna triple down and say, what if I can do that all in the same statement in my indie press conference this week?
Yes, Mike McDaniel,
instant legend.
Yes.
My only request is when I do it.
Yes.
Mid press conference.
Yes.
Can we? I wanna sprint up to the stage, high five.
Let's not forget, like, it is what it is. You know, I honestly, me personally, I don't have a crystal ball, you know, but really the only guys I can talk about are the players that are here today.
Yes, excuse me.
Pardon me.
Oh, hey, didn't see ya.
Boom!
Attaboy. Triple play. Yeah. I did that at the combine. Man, when you go there for 22 years, great. You got to do something to switch it up.
My favorite of that exchange was the, oh, hey, didn't see you. like we didn't plan this.
That man, listen, that man is a genuinely funny individual, Mike McDaniel. He's got a great sense of humor.
Me personally, I don't have a crystal ball.
No, he doesn't. Who does? We do. I just bought it. It's too big.
And it's you bought. You went top of the top, which,
yeah.
Mad respect.
I've never heard that before. The crystal ball being too big. Like,
well, it's too big because we don't, you know, we could use it more often as a gag or a bit or anything.
It's not too big. It's a crystal ball. What size do you
need? You go get it.
You know, I'll put the crystal ball right here.
It's really heavy, dude.
I'll get Randolph Jr. to bring me the crystal ball.
Did I get the 30-pound one?
You got the really heavy one. Yeah. I don't know what the actual weight is, but it's very heavy.
Yeah, we could drill holes in it and bowl.
Yeah. Maybe work out. Like, come on.
We could work out with it.
We could.
Kettlebell squats, all the good stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Getting ready for...
Put a rose in it.
Yeah, get ready. So
I want that so bad.
All bowl. Right.
The Rose Bowl. So
lots to talk about on this program here on this busy Tuesday.
Yeah.
The NBA going off the hook, and we just had that whole conversation with two guys locked in on the Steelers and the Dolphins side of things.
Yeah, I like that.
You like the back-to-back,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, man. We're information people, excellent. You know.
Again, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Coming up in next hour, I think Tony Khan is walking into our green room very shortly.
Nice.
So we'll chat with him. We'll chat football and wrestling with Tony Khan. And then Jim Murphy, the author of Inner Excellence, is going to be in studio. I can get some tips from him. So two things just jump out right here. Is that the Miami Dolphins clearly... Based on what Omar Kelly just said, clearly feel that Ramsey's departure is an addition by subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
And that whatever was going on last year in the final throws that created poor team chemistry is going to be fixed by Minkah Fitzpatrick coming in, Jalen Ramsey going out. And the Dolphins need to start fast, you know, and you look at their schedule, if you can call up the Miami Dolphins schedule. There it is. They do have the ability to start fast. I mean, in this league where you look at the Steelers schedule, the Packers schedule, right? And we'll look at the Steelers schedule again shortly. You know, it's just chock full of must-see television, heavyweight, playoff contending matchups. And four of the first five didn't make the playoffs for the Dolphins on their schedule. The only one is are the Bills.
Yeah, they could start 4-1 very easily.
So they, you know, again, if you're just describing last year's record to this year's team, but they can start fast and they just need Tua healthy. My God, they need him healthy. Unless, you know, the perfect opportunity is if Tua is going to be out, do it week 4 when the Jets come in and have Zach Wilson score 4 touchdowns on him.
That would be hilarious.
That would be very Jets-like. on a Monday night for the whole country to see.
It would be very Jets-like.
And, you know, we shall see how it goes. Again, they are a fast team. They are a quick team. They're just on the back end of their defense now, certainly on the edges, completely green. Yeah. Anthony Weaver, D.C., is going to have a lot of coaching up to do. And then the Steelers thing. For the Pittsburgh Steelers, you look at their schedule right there. It is chock full of landmines and must-see television, big-time matchups. They're going to have their work cut out for them. But before they get to this, apparently, from what Jerry Dulac had to say, they got their work cut out for them with T.J. Watt, who wants to be paid more than Myles Garrett entering age 31 year. He wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Would he be willing to do that for fewer years? Maybe. The Steelers, according to Jerry Dulac, though, need to spread it out. And I heard, you know, he wants to be paid all this money and the Steelers want to, you know, pay him less, but spread it out. And TJ Watt knows there's going to be phony money. I don't want to be 33 and having to deal with this again.
Right. It'll be 31 in October.
Correct. This is age 31 year.
Yeah.
And listen, my two cents on this is the Steelers, unfortunately, do not, I mean, you could say leverage, they can make them play it out and then have a franchise tag. I mean, I can't imagine it goes to that. I cannot imagine, because I don't think TJ Watt would play. I don't know, what are you going to, you're going to take this guy and make him hold out into the season on you?
But what are you going to do, give him a 3-for-120 with 80 guaranteed or something?
They don't have a choice.
Yeah.
They don't have a choice. When it all comes down to it. And I don't know when midnight's going to strike, but you just heard Jerry Dulac say it's going to be in training camp. So buckle up, Steeler fans. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to get done. Because it has to.
And Myles Garrett got 123.5 guaranteed. Oof,
right. So once again,
but the Steelers aren't going to come close to touching that number.
Well, I mean, Myles Garrett is how old? 28? Or is he 32? Is he 30 as well? You can't say 32. I have it written down here.
He's 29.
There he is, 29. He turns 30 four days after Christmas.
So he's like 14 months younger than TJ.
Here's the problem for the Pittsburgh Steelers. If it is a problem to re-sign TJ Watt, they have 1 year with this quarterback. They have not won a playoff game in 8 years. Jerry Dulac said the whole goal of getting Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith is, and DK Metcalf and all the other moves that they've made are to win a playoff game this year. End the streak. Get to the final four of their conference, if not further. And they have a quarterback who's been there and done that. And may not have another year left. He is motivated. And I, for sure, I'm talking about what I think is Aaron Rodgers' head. If you told him you're going to Pittsburgh, but you don't have TJ Watt, he'd have been like, on this planet?
Right.
That's true.
Good point.
So all of these moves are to create the now from being the best now it can be. Not next year. Not planning for next year. We're not talking about cap space in 2027 like apparently our neighbors down the road, the Lakers, are.
Dude, that's another whole quote.
I know. But it's now.
Yeah, it's like Spaceballs. Everything that's happening now is happening now.
And week, right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
In week one is at the Jets. And Justin Fields, you're just going to let him sit back there without TJ Watt coming around the edge?
Not ideal.
Exactly. It's not, none of it's ideal. I get it.
But to Jerry's point, do you think TJ Watt has already peaked and he's now crept over the hill a little bit?
I mean, on average, the answer is yes, but it doesn't matter because peaked, his slightly less than peak is still above average.
I know, but you don't want to pay a guy who's on the way down $120 million guaranteed.
Guess what? Deal with it then. Your whole strategy is now. You can't also say, well, there's later, too.
No, all the moves they've made are for now. But
it's go time.
Yeah.
It's go time.
Like right now.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.